Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to The Art of Kindness, where we have compassionate conversations with artists from all areas of the entertainment industry who are using their voice to spread joy and make this big spinning planet in the universe a better place to be. I'm Robert Peter Paul, and I'm so glad you're here! Hello, friends. Happy day! I'm here with a bonus ep filled with theater magic. Surprise! As you may know from our last episode, I had the privilege of attending the Jimmy Awards rehearsals at the Juilliard School, and then the big awards show itself last night on Broadway! I'm going to put together a Live from the Jimmy Awards red carpet special, note to self, featuring stars like High School Musical icon Corbin Bleu, Andrew Feldman, and so many more wonderful folks. But until then, I wanted to share this short and sweet chat I had with one of this year's Jimmy Awards coaches. Coaches? Jimmy Awards? What are you talking about, Rob? Well, the Jimmy Awards, aka the National High School Musical Theater Awards, is an annual celebration that I consistently wish my school nominated me for. No, I'm just kidding. Well, not really. It's an annual celebration that recognizes theater arts education in schools and rewards excellence in student performance. The Jimmys bring together students from all over the entire nation who have won their own state theater awards to learn from Broadway professionals and compete in an epic showcase. This year brought 96 high school students from around the nation to New York City, with it being many of their first times there, by the way. They worked tirelessly to prepare for this showcase alongside some phenomenal Broadway talent like today's guest, Desi Oakley. Desi Oakley is a self-prescribed artist, creator, people person, go-getter, and true Jane of all trades. One of the Kansas native's first roles was ironically Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. Hey! She brought her Oztastic sparkle to her Broadway debut in Wicked, starting out as a swing and then taking over ensemble and understudy tracks as Nessa Rose and Elphaba. Yes, she defied gravity. Since then, she's appeared on Broadway in the 2014 Les Miserables revival, as well as earning much attention for her delicious portrayal of Jenna in Waitress, both on the First National Tour and West End. More recently, Desi's name was on everybody's lips as she played Roxy Hart in Chicago on Broadway. I met Desi at the Jimmy's Media Day and I was struck by her kindness. The students were so lucky to have her, and I consider all of us lucky to replay the empowering advice and lovely stories she shared during our conversation. Check out some more fun from the Jimmys on social media at Art of Kindness Pod and at Rob Peter Paul. You can also head to our YouTube page, which is new, fresh, and poppin'. Now, without further ado, please welcome the delightful Desi Oakley.
I'm Desi Oakley. I guess most recently was seen on Broadway as Roxy Hart in Chicago. But the very last thing I did on stage was in January of 2020, I was Jenna in Waitress on the West End, which now feels like 15 million years ago and also like yesterday. And what is time?
It's a concept that I don't understand. I'll tell you right there. Wait, that's so fascinating to me, though, because as the Art of Kindness podcast, I always wonder, did you feel like audiences were kind of different over there? Did you see a sense of kindness being shown in a different way overseas?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I would even say, like, during going down the path of kindness, they're incredibly respectful. Such an elevated audience.
Imagine.
It's like, oh my gosh. Yes, it did feel different in a wonderful way. Like, I really did notice the change. Well, also, Waitress is sort of like, it takes place in the South and like the culture there. And so that was even specific. And the humor and like the pace was a little bit slower. And I feel like British pace is sometimes fast, like comedy, you know?
Yeah.
And so I also felt like there are several like jokes in the show or whatever. And like, as I was saying it, before I would even finish my sentence, they would be laughing. I'm like, oh my God, they're so smart. They're so smart. I get it.
So welcoming. Yeah. Oh, I love that. Well, we're here at the Jimmy Awards today at the rehearsal, which is just, you can feel the excitement in the air. It's so special.
Palpable.
I would love to know, for you looking way back before London, what is your favorite memory of being in a high school theater production?
Yeah, I was a theater kid. I was a little bit of an alien unicorn. Like, when it comes to, no one in my family performed, they didn't really know what to do with all my energy.
Yeah.
And theater was the answer to that. And I was taught at a young age that this artistry that I had, even as a small young person, it mattered, and there was a space for it. And not only was there a space for it, but it would be celebrated. And not only would it be celebrated, but that I could thrive in it. And not only could I thrive in it, I could major in it in college, and then I could have a career in it. I mean, it's, so to be able to, I'm a coach for the Jimmys, which means at the beginning of the week, I help them select a cut of music that's gonna stay with them the whole week. And so that job is important. This cut of music is representing them. And so not only do we use that cut to represent them, it should feel empowering. It should feel like their artistry is represented fully. And then I coach that cut of music so that it gets richer and deeper and more connected and more empowering and more exciting, because that is the very cut of music that they could be singing on the Minskoff stage on Monday in front of, 3,000 people.
Right? This is unbelievable. I'm so proud of every single one of you. And it is never about just thank you for like just vocally marking today, but delivering every single second. Like, go. It's not about the high notes. They're sparkly and cool. Tricks are great. Talent is amazing. But the storytelling matters. The storytelling, the connection, the purpose, the passion. That's where you're at. That's what you're bringing.
So it's my job to really, it's not about, it's really even not about like criticism.
It's not about me. No, sorry.
Sing! So it's really about cultivating like an empowering space, a nurturing and inspiring space for them to grow. That for me is my number one priority coming into this. And I see a difference when I lead with that, instead of, hey, I need you to really belt this high note. We got to make sure that your talent is really shown. It's really about, hey, who are you as an artist, as a human? And let's lead with that. I can really see, I can see a difference, like truly, when we lead with that and go in with that.
Yeah.
And then of course, I think that also cultivates a really supportive environment for each other. So they lean on each other, they become like a family.
Yeah.
I see them supporting one another. They jump up and down, clapping when somebody tries something new. And that's the spirit of this community that I try to give them a glimpse of, that I try to create here in the city, in my own career, in my own job, in my own life.
Yeah. Thank you for doing that. That's so important. That's what we're all about and we need more of. So they're so lucky to have you on so many levels. Do you have any tangible tips for doing that for our listeners out there, whether they're working with a young artist or just going into a rehearsal room or at their job every day?
Yeah. Everybody wants to be seen and everybody wants to be heard and everybody wants to be loved. And that is a human experience. And so if we continue to point the needle toward who are you and that you're worthy outside of the performance, and that can go in any field. If we just highlight that, and it doesn't have to, then of course, yes, we get into the work, and of course we dive in, and of course we try to take things to the next level. Absolutely, that's what we're here for.
Yeah.
But if we start with that, that's the foundation I feel is unshakable, and I feel is where growth can truly happen. Feeling accepted, loved, heard, seen, where I'm at. Well, now I'm ready to work. Even if I take a step in a direction that's outside of my comfort zone, I win. Everything we can look at everything as a success then. And that's what I have to say about that.
No, that's so important. I was like mesmerized. I'm going down that road. I'm like, just valuing people as people and not the job, but their humanity.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, our worth Our worth is not based in our performance. You know, yes. Our performance can be sparkly and fun and awesome, and it can represent a part of us, but it's just not. It's not our worth.
We're so many other things at the end of the day. Speaking of the end of the day, I know you got a lot to do, so I just have one more question. Okay. I would love to know what piece of advice you're giving these students across the board. I mean, is there one thing you just hope to instill with them before they leave this magical journey?
Yeah, they are the only them in this world. So you are the only uniquely you ever. We already have, you know, artist here. You know, we already have all of these incredible Broadway stars. We look to them for guidance because they're iconic, they're legendary, or they're amazing. And art inspires art. But you are the only you. And so if you're gravitating toward, oh, I really just want to be like this or sound like this or look like this, well, you're stepping away from the uniquely you that we don't have. So I try to continue to say, show who you are, be who you are, and let's celebrate who you are, because we don't have that. We need you, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's kind of the main takeaway, is to really celebrate. And also, they're at this incredibly tender, beautiful age where knowing oneself, easier said than done at any age.
Oh, yeah, seriously.
So, right? And so I think it's a fragile little balancing act, but it's important. It's important to continue to say, you know, if I'm that voice at the back of their head, you know, and the bigger like, I should be uniquely me. Am I veering from this path that's not uniquely me? Then I will say that I had done my job well.
I love that you're doing that, because there already is a Desi, there's a Kristen Chenoweth, there's a Patty, there's a Norm Lewis.
Thank goodness, because you know what they are? They're uniquely them.
Yeah. And that's why they're where they are, I think. Right. So it's a work in progress for everybody, but I think just getting that conversation started at a young age is so important. I've loved talking with you.
Oh my gosh, I could
Thank you for being here. Let's do it. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Yay.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.